Before Russia's invasion 3 months ago, Ukraine was known as the world's breadbasket. It exported 12% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn and half of its sunflower oil. But with its Black Sea ports such as Odessa blocked by Russian warships, goods can only travel on congested land routes that are far less efficient. It's led to food shortages that threaten to push tens of millions of people into food insecurity and famine.
It is absolutely essential that we allow these ports to open, because this is not just about Ukraine. This is about the poorest of the poor around the world who are on the brink of starvation as we speak. So I ask President Putin, if you have any heart at all, to please open these ports.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning there is no solution to the growing global food crisis without reintegrating Ukraine's food production into world markets.
Russia must permit the safe and secure export of grain stored in Ukrainian ports. Alternative transportation routes can be explored, even if we know that by itself they will not be enough to solve the problem.
At a food security meeting at the UN, America's top diplomat urged countries to make significant new contributions to humanitarian organizations facing food insecurity. He also called on countries with significant grain and fertilizer reserves to help.
There are an estimated 22 million tons of grain sitting in silos in Ukraine right now. Food that could immediately go toward helping those in need, if it can simply get out of the country.
Food supplies around the world have already been declining because of warming temperatures and the pandemic. Guterres says talks can prevent a crisis, but with the war in Ukraine expected to continue long term, many are questioning whether that's possible. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.